Hi, Bob. Where are you? Oh, hey. Okay. So Bob and I spent a good long time. It was really moving. I haven't, again, participated here. And hearing everyone's stories. But I remember when we were sitting in the circle, just doing a very brief meet and greet yesterday, we got to Bob and he said, I was engaged, but she broke it off, and then I fixed airplanes. I was like, what else? We're going to dig deeper on that. So it's a tough nut to crack, but we actually sat down and the way Bob told his story to me was a chronology. It was the places he was and briefly what he did there. And this went on for like an hour. I was just documenting everything I could about his story, fascinating story in the Air Force. And all of a sudden I said, are we to the 1970s yet? Because it had been an hour. I thought, I got to get him up to the present. So we started to go for big picture ideas. It was a fascinating process writing a song. Bob, had you ever written a song before? No. Well, he is definitely the co-author. In fact, the most powerful words of this song was something he just said right away from the beginning. And it made me realize what probably a poetic, how he views his life as poetry. And he has a very deep poetic understanding of sort of like the big picture of where he was and how he got to be where he is now. He said to me, talking about being in the Air Force for 4 years and then going back in after, he goes, it was 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day. And then later, so I had four pages of the notes, and I said, wait a minute, I'm going back to this. I said, now when was the 1 year, 1 month, and 1 day? Like what happened first? And what we decided that, you know, the order of someone's life isn't always the most important thing as who the person is when they end up where they are now. And that's when it started to hit me who he is as a person. And that's when it got really heavy hitting. So I appreciate all you shared with me, Bob. I hope I do you justice because you definitely deserve it, as all of you do here. Okay.